Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Today is March 12th, 2016. Dan Cherry here doing my radio show. First real show I've done. Excited to get on with it. Not taking callers yet. Just decided not to complicate my show, but I'm going to be doing that soon enough. Instead, I'm just going to be going about the standard show format, and it is what it is. Anyway, feel free to enter the chat. It should be on the website. And anyway, it's a decent day today. I live in a small town south of Rochester, New York. I put pretty much the particulars in my show descriptions. Hopefully you understand I am not politically aligned. I'm going to bash all political parties equally. I might bash the left more so at this point, only because we have a leftist president and Supreme Court and pretty much everybody else at this point. I don't like a whole lot in the political process. So, again, I will pretty much bash everybody. So, hopefully, you'll enjoy it. I do. Also, I am not at all a type of person who is politically correct. I am actually by far not politically correct. And you will find that out soon enough. I swear fairly often, use four-letter words, all of them. If that offends you, by all means, please don't listen to my show. I don't have time to listen to people bitching about what I say, what I think they would say. So by all means, again, if you don't like profanity, if you don't like opposing views of anything, please don't listen to my show. It is still a free country. You feel the need to shut down free speech, you're in the wrong country, at least for now. Maybe in the right country because you're heading in the right direction. You pretty much have a tyranny, a dictatorship staring us in the face. which is an absolute shame, considering what our country's past has been. The shame of it, to me, is that I'm in my 50s, and born early 1960s. Lived through a lot of good years, a lot of good free years, a lot of great years, a lot of good economies. Pretty much everybody had jobs. People had money. You could go pretty much anywhere you wanted. I used to travel a lot for a job that I had back in the 80s. I used to travel all over the U.S. And I'd go all over the place, especially out west, Arizona, California, places like that. And there used to be an awful lot of people who would be on the beaches. People would be boating. They'd be riding inner tubes down rivers. And it just seemed like wherever you went, people were having a good time. People had money. Their restaurants were packed. Job numbers, the unemployment numbers and stuff were down, were way down. We're being told they're way down now. Apparently, this administration claims we're at 4.9% unemployment, which is a whole crock of shit. We'll talk about that at some point. I don't know about tonight, but I will talk about lies we're being told by this very administration that claims that it is the most transparent there's ever been, and on again, I'll definitely talk about that lie. But anyway, thought what I'd do with my shows, I'm going to start out, I think, with just bringing up a few storylines, news lines that I see tonight, today. I go to various websites. I tend to look at alternative news on the internet. I don't at all ascribe to the mainstream media, what we consider the mainstream media, CNN.com. I don't even have to say .com, CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox. I think that Fox was at least somewhat legit. I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe any of the big names are legit in any way, shape, or form. So anyway, I tend to get my news from a lot of different sites, and what I plan on doing, I think each show I do, I'm going to give at least one website that's, I think, is legitimate as far as news stories and truth and that kind of thing. So anyway, tonight I think I'm going to recommend the website activisthost.com. Activist, A-C-T-I-V-I-S-T, post, P-O-S-T, P like Paul, .com, activistpost.com. That website has a tremendous number of great articles. They're very well written. People who write those are very articulate, very well read, respected in the industry. And anyway, that's my recommendation for a news source for you folks tonight. And by all means, go in and check out activistpost.com. Anyway, looking at a few headlines right now, and just so you know, I do I do read storylines on InfoWars. I believe in Alex Jones. I believe he is legitimate. And I also go to DrudgeReport.com. I get my news from a lot of sites, Truth, Revolt, and on and on. I'll be posting some of those. I'll be talking about the different websites. But for now, let's just let's just take a few storylines and see how crazy this world is, because I find this world is nuts. Absolutely nuts. All right, so let's go to Infowars.com. We got Obama. I got nothing good to say about that guy. Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'll be talking a lot about him. Anyway, blood is spilled at violent anti-Trump rally. Wonderful. Just freaking wonderful. Anti-Trump protesters go berserk. Again. Absolutely wonderful. Soros. George Soros. That effing guy. I'm going to say, fuck it. Fuck, that fucking guy needs to be taken out himself. He's a piece of shit who lives in England. He's a billionaire. And he does whatever he can to cause problems in this country. He's behind a lot of the violence that we've had in different places. He was part of the funding of MoveOn.org. Big part of the sit-ins we had with the Occupy movement a year or two ago. And this guy is just a goddamn piece of fucking shit who sits in England, made billions ripping people off. Read up. S-O-R-O-S. George Soros. Fucking piece of shit. He's made billions lying to people. He ripped off. He was part of the cause of the collapse of the British imperialist country back in the 80s, 90s. Big part of the collapse of the British pound. You can read up on that. I don't have a whole lot of information on it, but I know what a destructive, despicable piece of shit that fucking guy is. I'll be talking about him. I despise that man with a passion. There's probably only another one or two people I despise even more than that. John Holdren is one of them. He's one of Obama's czars, C-Z-A-R-S. Look it up. Obama doesn't run this government. His czars do. And all he is a fucking puppet for his czars and the powers that be. He is given orders what to do, run this country, how to run this country, what to do, what laws to pass and such things. And he just does it. That's what most of the presidents do. That's what they are. They're just puppets. Includes everybody going way back. Bush Jr. was a puppet. Bill Clinton was a puppet. Bush Sr. was a puppet. Reagan was a puppet. They're all puppets. It's getting worse. At least back in the day, they used to have a bit of their own solidarity. They used to make some of their own decisions, but they don't really do that anymore. I'll talk at length about that stuff. But anyway, George Soros is in the news again. Soros is a freaking piece of shit. Anyway, talking about how the government needs to crack encryption to be able to listen to the iPhones and on and on. The whole scenario is just crazy. Security scare. Agents rush to protect Trump. Protester attempts storm stage. How wonderful. Imagine there being a time in this country's history where we had peace. It's a time I grew up in. There are people who are unhappy about politics. There are people who complain. There are people who protested, but protesting was legal. It was respected, maybe not so much by the government, but it was allowed. It wasn't looked at as being something that was a threat to the government, per se. And now you have a whole group of people in this country, in this world for that matter, who think that violence is the way to protest. We're in a very dangerous position, everyone, if violence is the way of the day. I mean, we really have to take a good hard look at, especially, I think, the younger culture, just because of how violent they are. And there are a lot of younger people are not being educated very well. When I say something like that, I know I'm going to get backlash of some sort. I don't care because I speak truth. I have 4 degrees, including 2 bachelor's degrees and a master's. Education doesn't mean a whole lot unless you take your education and do something with it, I guess. So I'm not trying to talk myself up in any way, shape, or form. But I've been educated in fine schools, including my upbringing, going through all schooling from kindergarten to 12th grade, high school, junior high. Back in the day before Common Core, which is bullshit. I'll talk enough about that. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I'll talk about it. I'm actually very interested in getting my hands on some current, especially history books from school. Love to know what kids are being taught. I know they're not being taught truth in a lot of ways like we were, like at least I feel we were. At least back in the day, you had respect for our founding fathers. I don't like that term per se, but at least you learned why they did what they did. Now kids are being taught that the founding fathers were terrorists. Just an awful lot of the indoctrination right now with people in this country is that this country is bad and we did bad things. There were bad things that were done to Indians, indigenous people in this country for sure. But at the same time, they did some pretty awful things to people before them. That's documented. I'm not standing up for the founding fathers. I'm not standing up for what white people did to take this country over. But at least I have a respect for the constitutional republic and the freedoms that are allotted to anybody in this country. It tends to be more and more against white people having freedoms. And again, I know I'm saying something that's going to piss some people off as far as the whole mentality of the Black Lives Matter and the how we have white privilege and all kinds of other horse shit. Fuck all you if you believe that stuff. And you got affirmative action, which is basically just reverse discrimination against white men. If you're a white male and you don't understand why there are no social programs for you, you lose your job, you don't get social program money, you don't get welfare, you don't get food stamps, you end up homeless on the streets. That's the way it works. Look up affirmative action. if you're white and you don't understand why things are so biased against you, against us, against me. Affirmative action, for example, came about, as I remember, back in the 60s and the 70s. I remember how horrified I was as a kid. But I remember reading about affirmative action. I remember the whole premise, the whole idea was to allow minorities to catch up to white men, to give them opportunities in colleges and such things. I think there was a time where that might have made sense, but that time is over. I mean, I've worked in corporations where HR departments have become incredibly anti-white male in their mentalities. Corporate policy, the laws of the corporate world, if you will, the ways they go about things, they're very anti-white male, and they're able to get away with it. They don't have to say they're anti-white male. They just act like they're anti-white male. And because of affirmative action, they're able to get away with it. It's just bullshit, all of it. In my mind, the way I look at something like affirmative action, I see the world right now, many people, most people probably, live in a micro world versus macro. Micro people, for lack of a better term to use, tend to be the ones who enjoy soap operas and such things. They're more interested in what Kim Kardashian's ass looks like than being able to understand how fucked up the government is and the way they tax us and regulate us and the laws they pass, what's legal for them and what's illegal for us and that kind of thing. I'm a macro guy. I've been trained to be macro all my life. To me, being macro is nothing more than being objective. I'm pretty much able to pull out of any given situation I'm in, let alone other people, be able to pull the emotion out of all of it and look at it objectively. I'm able to look at things. I'm able to make sense of things. I don't care for drama much. End up in a little bit of drama in my own life once in a while. I don't like it. I find myself in it. I tend to try to pull myself out of it as soon as I recognize what I'm doing. But I think most people tend to live in the emotionality. They're very emotional. You just look at something like Black Lives Matter or Ferguson, Missouri, supposedly that shooting of the black kid a year or two ago and by white cops, and all the protests that came out of that whole thing. That's another Soros-funded situation. Just getting people who aren't able to understand the big picture, which I consider the macro view. And you can say things, do things, spend money on things, news, put news out. It pisses people off, people who don't know the difference, people who don't understand what the big picture is, people who just aren't very mature. I consider a lot of the left-leaning people to be that way. And when I say something like that, I know I'm going to be pissing off some left-leaning people. As a matter of fact, I enjoy pissing off left-leaning people because they piss people like me off, so why not piss off some of you left-leaning people? I'm a bit conservative in my views from an economic financial standpoint. Outside of that, I'm I consider myself a pragmatist. If you're a pragmatist, you tend to be very practical in your thinking. You're practical in what you do. I feel I'm there pretty much. Again, that requires, I think, an element of being objective. You need to be mature. You need to pull emotion out of decision making. You look at a situation, analyze any and all sides of it, and base a decision on what to do going forward on whatever makes sense. Something like affirmative action, for example, it's pretty outdated. There's no need for it anymore. Get rid of it. And interestingly, you have Supreme Court Justice Antonio Scalia, who just was murdered, in my estimation. He was murdered. We can talk about that. We will talk about that. He was a very practical, very pragmatic voice on the Supreme Court. He balanced the court. He made very sound decisions. And now he just so happens to be dead. And now Obama, that motherfucker, I'll be talking about him, he gets to put in another Supreme Court justice who will end up tipping the balance of the Supreme Court to the left. And one of the things that will be voted on soon by the Supreme Court just so happens to be affirmative action. What great timing to have Scalia die, isn't it? Immigration is going to be voted on. Gun rights will be voted on soon. Some incredibly important, intensely important, historical changing votes will be made now soon. With a Supreme Court that leans to the left. I don't lean to the right too much, but I know that people who are leftists, liberals, Democrats, fascists, communists, socialists are very dangerous people, and they happen to have a tremendous amount of power right now. What didn't need to happen was to have a Supreme Court that was going to lean in their favor. You listen to my show and you disagree with that, we can have some conversations about that at some point. I will have call-ins at a point. I'm definitely ready for some good engagement with some of you folks. I happen to believe politically that there are no political parties anymore in this country. I think everybody, all parties are, I say all parties, anywhere from Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, independent, whatever you want to call them, they're all pretty much the same. You take something like the Tea Party and you can look at them and think that they're different and they're constitutionalists and they're conservative or whatever. Might be some element of truth behind that, but if you remember a couple years ago, we had the interim vote, we all voted to bring in the Republicans to take over the House, Congress, the Senate. Everybody was excited. I was, to an extent. Everybody thought that the Republicans were going to bring some sense to the government, and instead they've gone right along with all the left-thinking people. There are no political parties anymore. Donald Trump is the realest thing we have along the lines of getting away from the typical party line. I do believe that. I know enough about him. Followed him for a long time. Never watched his show, his TV program, all that crap. I never saw that stuff. I listen to what people say. I follow their ideas. I think he's a pretty legit guy. He's a billionaire. And he thinks on his own. He's not bought off like Clinton and Bush, Obama. He doesn't have people who are donating money to him. As a matter of fact, he pisses a lot of people off because he doesn't need the money. And all you have to do really is look at the tone of the debates that he's in. Look at the tone of the news stories that bash him. You look at the tone of the things that people say about him. I mean, there are people out there, getting back to the younger people in this country, I'll talk at length about my contempt for young people. A lot of good young people out there. I'm sure a lot of you out there have good kids. But there are a lot of kids, for example, a lot of high school, college age kids who are calling for the assassination of Trump. I mean, that's inconceivable for somebody like me. I grew up in the day. I remember John F. Kennedy being killed. I remember Bobby Kennedy being killed. I remember especially Martin Luther King being assassinated. And here's a guy, Martin Luther King, who, regardless of how bad things were in this country, he always preached peace. And now you have people who preach violence, and it's accepted, and the government doesn't do anything about it. I brought this up on my first show. I'm going to say it again, but I think because I think it's pretty important, a point to make. Here you have Martin Luther King, preaches peace. He's a black man. He believed that you could attain amazing things through peace. That's what happened throughout an awful lot of decades. You fast forward to now and you've got an awful lot of violent people out there, including blacks. You talk about violence as though that's the way to go. That's not very sensible, really, at all. And I brought up in my show the supposed shooting of Gabby Giffords a few years ago. For any of you who remember that, Gabby Giffords was a congresswoman or senator who supposedly was shot in the head by Jared Loughner. And I just remember after the shooting, I remember how the media, how the news people, the politicians, everybody called for an end to violence, an end to violent talk, an end to violent thought, an end to violent presentation. And by that I mean, if you went to, at that time, I remember Sarah Palin, and I'm not a fan of Sarah Palin, so I think you got me on that one. I'm not fans of many people. I'm going to talk shit about an awful lot of them, including myself. But Sarah Palin had a website back when Gabby Giffords was supposedly shot, which I don't believe happened, by the way. I don't believe Sandy Hook happened. I don't believe the official story of 9/11, the Oklahoma City bombing, the Boston Marathon bombing, the bombing of the Marine barracks in Lebanon back in '80s, 82-ish, when Reagan was in office. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. At least the official stories. I know those incidents happened, but Anyway, Gabby Giffords supposedly was giving an outdoor get together at a store out in Arizona, New Mexico, wherever she was from. And supposedly Jared Loughner, young guy, nutcase, supposedly was a militia guy. He was supposedly a right-leaning radical. That's how all this shit seems to go down. Supposedly he shot her in the head. She went through surgery and came out, and now she's an anti-gun activist. But anyway, when she was supposedly shot, I remember Sarah Palin had a website that had a, I don't remember who the picture, who was in the picture, but there was a picture on her website, and it had a target on it, like a like you'd have a target for a dartboard, or if you're at a shooting range or whatever, you got the different circles with the one center circle being the bullseye. She had that type of an overlay over somebody, a picture of somebody, I forget who it is. And it just said something like, we've got the liberals in our sights or something. I mean, it was pretty much harmless, really. But the media and the leftists, liberals, went nuts and called for everybody to ban any talk that was remotely violent. You couldn't have websites with targets drawn on them. You couldn't come out and say, oh, we're at war with the Republicans. It wasn't allowed. And it was a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, it's just stupid, juvenile fucking horseshit that the media, especially the liberals, the leftists, engage in. It's just so fucking juvenile, so childish. It's incredible. So you fast forward to now, and you got people calling for the assassination of Donald Trump, and nobody says a word about it. That's quite hypocritical. It's pretty awful, in my estimation. Back in the day, somebody like Giffords supposedly gets shot, and the liberals, Democrats, want to shut down all violence altogether. And now we have a guy, Trump, who may very well have a shot at winning the election, which I don't believe he'll win. I think Hillary has already been bought and paid for. I think it's already set. She's going to be president, which will be devastatingly bad for this country, but we'll talk about that at a different point. But here you have people calling, literally, out in the streets, saying they want Donald Trump to be assassinated. Literally. All right, look up the word literally. What an annoying thing. People don't know how to use the word literally. That's one of my pet peeves. We'll talk about more of that stuff going forward, but again, I don't understand how you can have people calling for the assassination of Donald Trump. Guy's done nothing. He's a legitimate business owner, made a lot of money. He's very successful. Owns a lot of businesses, hotels and such things. He's worked his ass off in his life, and you got people out there who are calling to have him shot. That is fucked up. There are other people. If there's shooting to be done, it's other people need to be shot, not Donald Trump. My guess is just people are so freaked out. They've been indoctrinated to think that the liberals are the ones who are helping everybody. We'll talk a lot about that. We're going to talk a lot about that. Maybe we can switch gears, actually. Liberals right now, to me, seem to be the party of lies. You can look at so much about left-leaning people at this point. You listen to what they say. And you got somebody like Hillary Clinton, who I think is just an absolute fucking bitch. Low life scumbag she is. Responsible for the death of hundreds of thousands of kids in other countries, Middle East, bombings and stuff. As the whole Benghazi thing that she caused. She's responsible for the killing of Gaddafi in Libya, which should have been an international crime, but nobody says anything about it. The UN does nothing. And that motherfucker gets to just cruise on through and potentially be president, which I do believe has already happened. She's president. She will be president. Doesn't matter what Trump does or says. Doesn't matter what anybody says. She's already president. And here you've got people like her. She claims she didn't have anything to do with Benghazi. There were no email servers that she was able to use. Keep her emails private. She just lies and lies and lies. We got somebody like Obama. That motherfucker had the audacity to come out a couple days ago. And he said that he didn't have any, he didn't take any credit for causing division in this country. This guy's been the most divisive president ever. This guy's a fucking lying scumbag. I know I'm going to get some people out there who are going to get pissed off at me because I call him that, but that's what he is. He fucking lies. He's lied from day one. He lied before he became president. He's lied since he's been president. He's lied ever since. One lie in particular, which I bring up every once in a while, is his claiming that his administration is the most transparent administration ever in our country's history. Sad thing is, he's actually speaking truth, but people don't realize that he's telling a lie there. And the concept is, think of the word transparent. It means being able to see through. So here you have Obama saying that his administration is transparent, the most transparent administration ever. To me, that's very true because we can't see what they're doing. That's transparency. They pass laws that we don't know anything about. You got a piece of shit like Pelosi comes out and says we need to pass Obamacare, the Obamacare law, so that we can see what's in it. I mean, what is that horse shit? These fucking people in government, these people who run this country, they don't read bills before they vote on them. I mean, what kind of uninformed garbage is that? Think about it. So Pelosi passes Obamacare. This passes, puts a checkbox in the yes box. Yep, let's pass it. Let's find out what's in it. If that's the way the running government, which is the way the running government, we're in an awful lot of trouble. Which is why we are actually in an awful lot of trouble. They need to be informed to make informed decisions to help us be an informed population, but that's not what they do. So anyway, here you have Obama saying his administration is transparent. And what transparency means, at least to some people, it means that we're able to see what they're doing. So here we are, here they are, in between us is what is should be transparent to us. In other words, we should be able to see what they're voting on. We should be able to understand what they're voting on. And instead, when they say that somebody like Obama says his administration is transparent, what he's saying is they are invisible. so that we can't see what they're doing. So from that standpoint, he's not lying in his own mind. He's able to lie to himself. I mean, you think about that. He's able to come out in front of all of the U.S. people, population, and he's able to say, hey, my administration's transparent. We all think, oh, that sounds wonderful. Isn't that great? What a great guy. He's allowing us to see what he's doing. Instead, he's laughing. In his own mind, I guarantee he's laughing. Laughing at all of us, saying, how stupid can these fucking people be? That they can't understand I'm lying to them. And I say I'm transparent. And they think that what I'm saying to them is I'm willing to let them see everything that I'm doing, which he doesn't at all. You look at the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You look at stuff like NAFTA, all these trade agreements. They've all been designed to bankrupt this country, and it is happening. And those of you who haven't been affected by any of this stuff yet, you will be. You get an awful lot of people make comments at the end of articles on the internet, InfoWars, for example. A lot of people make comments at the end of these articles and make stupid comments like, I've been following this a long time and I haven't seen a collapse yet. You people who talk about collapse, the collapse of this country and banking and the economy and that kind of thing, you people are nuts. We're not nuts at all. You don't just collapse a system as big, as massive as the U.S. economy. It doesn't just happen in a matter of a few years. It takes decades. It takes a long time to take a country down like this. Look at the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire. It took a long time for those to collapse. This system is collapsing. It will collapse very soon. It's called incrementalism. You get people who come into this country like Obama, who is not a U.S. citizen. He was bought and paid for, partially funded by people like Soros and other people who wanted him to be president, knew that he would do whatever he could to destroy this country, which is exactly what Obama is doing. The people who have come to this country many years ago and have gotten into government, people who are outsiders who are now Supreme Court justices. Kagan is one of them. Sotomayor is another, both of whom were put onto the Supreme Court by Obama. And he gets to put another left-leaning socialist, fascist pig onto the Supreme Court. We're in an awful lot of trouble, people. An awful lot of trouble. And those of you who are going to listen to the show and say, well, here's another goofball who says the end of the world's coming, like the boy who cried wolf, it's only a matter of time. Again, you don't take a massive machine down like the U.S. economy in a day. It just doesn't happen. It takes a long time to build a system that infiltrates our schools, our government, media, pretty much everything else, and is able to make stupid decisions. And there's an awful lot of stupidity going on out there. And it's not stupidity, it's just stupid from my standpoint. All you have to do is look at it. Look at decision making at this point. I mean, the Attorney General now, Loretta Lynch, who took over from Eric Holder. Eric Holder, what a piece of shit he was. She's just as big a piece of shit. talking about how they want to pass laws to make it illegal to criticize the government. And the whole idea behind a constitutional republic, the reason we have a Bill of Rights and a constitution, is so that we can protest what the government does. That's the whole idea. That's the whole reason we've been free. It's the whole reason we have sanity in this country. It's the reason we have things that make sense, laws that have made sense all these years. Why we're able to have jobs and make money and own homes and build wealth. It's all been built on a system that makes sense. And here these fucking people want to tear it down. And they are tearing it down and will tear it down, and it will be gone soon. That's the reason I do a show like this. They're saying that I'm a person of concern. What the hell do I do? I live in a small town in the middle of freaking nowhere. I have no access to anything as far as affecting large numbers of people. I don't have a way of being a threat to them, but they want to pass laws that say because I do a radio program and I criticize what they do, that I'm a threat. Absolutely amazing how fucked up that thought process is. It's happening all over the country. It's not just at a federal level. We got local, county, city, state levels that are just as much a concern as far as decision making by people. All in all, I'm I don't know if I'd use the word pessimistic about the future, but I do understand we are in an awful lot of trouble as far as the people who have been able to get into this country, who now run the country. They're not Americans. They hate Americans. They want to destroy Americans. Any of you folks sitting out there saying I'm nuts, that I'm a conspiracy theorist, you call me all the names that you want to. You don't bother me. An amazing thing is that the maturity needed for having discourse to have a logical conversation among people. It's all being made to look like it doesn't make any sense. So you get somebody again like George Soros. He's able to go into these colleges, spend a lot of money. He finds people who hate the U.S., who hate white people, who hate freedom, who hate prosperity. He pays them some money, gives them money to form groups that are anti-U.S., anti-capitalism, anti-freedom, anti-free speech. And then they get on college campuses and they indoctrinate these young kids to think that freedom of speech, especially, is a bad thing. I mean, how fucked up is that? What the world needs is freedom of speech. That's the number one thing the world needs desperately, always, always has, and always will. But that's the one thing these motherfuckers come in here. They're not even U.S. citizens, and they're for the government here to get rid of free speech. What we need to do always is fucking communicate, collaborate, work together. You don't like my ideas from a political standpoint? Then vote for the other fucking person. Get me out of office. That's what freedom does. And there are always checks and balances. If you don't know what that means, look it up. There are always checks and balances. There are always great numbers of people who are involved with the voting process and that kind of thing. Sooner or later, you'll end up with good people in government. Some bad, some good. But we have people like George Soros and fucking Obama. And I am gonna fucking rail against that motherfucker. That fucking piece of shit is a fucking pig. Fucking pig. And the people out there in the world, this country, cry. They bow to this motherfucker. This motherfucker wants to destroy this nation. He hates white people. He hates freedom. He hates capitalism. He hates wealth, unless it's his. He's just like Soros. He's like somebody like Bill Gates. They talk a big game. They act like they're nice people. They give speeches and make millions of dollars every time they give a speech. They talk about how they love people and they want to help people and whatever. It couldn't be further from the truth. These motherfuckers hate us, especially somebody like Gates. He's what's called a eugenicist, E-U-G-E-N-I-C-I-S-T. Look it up if you don't know what it is. He hates people and wants to kill us all off. You don't believe me? Look it up. Just fucking look it up. I don't need any of you, by the way, to believe me. I don't care if you believe me. I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you like what I look like. I don't fucking care. But what I do want to engage in on this program, what I do want to inspire, is having people open their minds to look at things and stop being in this fucking matrix that we're all stuck in. Get back to the very beginning of what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, the emotionality of things. If I say something, for example, like I think Obama's a fucking pig, if I say something like that, you notice I didn't call him a black man. I didn't call him any names. I won't say what I was going to say. I don't dislike the guy because he has a different skin color than I do. I don't dislike the guy because he went to a different college than where I went. I don't dislike the guy for anything other than the fact he's fucking lying to us and he hates this country and he hates me because I'm a white man. Anyway, I'm being told by my radio program I have 90 seconds left. I can't fathom that I just spoke for an hour. Oh, man, should have made the show longer. But anyway, I'm going to enjoy doing my shows here. And by all means, leave comments. I'd love to hear from you. Recognize that I don't really care what you say. I mean, I love to have you on board with a thought process of being open-minded and caring about the world and helping to make things a better place. I really do believe in the collective, that the more people who are positive and work toward a better world, the better the world will be. It's the non-collectives who look at what's going on in the world and they hate it because others like us have a skin color. We're white. And there are people who hate me because I have white skin. And I'm not supposed to hate other people who have different color skin. That doesn't make any sense. They shouldn't hate me either. Anyway, enjoy the show. We'll be doing another one Wednesday and Saturday nights, 8 o'clock. Totally enjoyed the show. Hope you did. Talk to you soon.